Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. Open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/advent2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 1. Dear brothers and sisters, if another believer is overcome by some sin, you who are godly should gently and humbly help that person back onto the right path, and be careful not to fall into the same temptation yourself. Sadly, in every organization of human beings, things sometimes go wrong. I love the gracious and positive way in which Paul addresses this issue. When someone sins, it's not the end of the world, and we don't need to make a drama out of it, but action needs to be taken quickly. The goal is always restoration, but that needs to be done really carefully. The three major qualifications of people who help with restoring someone who's done wrong are these: godliness, gentleness, and humility. A godly person has their mind fixed on serving God and not themselves. They get involved in helping someone who's slipped up because of their love for God and their desire for his honour and glory. Clearly, it would be disastrous if a person got involved because they were looking for their own glory, because they just love being part of the action. Gentleness is a crucial quality. Strong arm tactics will never achieve God's purposes. Gentleness might at times be thought of as weakness, but it's in fact enormously strong. Francis de Sales got it right when he said, "Nothing is as strong as gentleness, nothing so gentle as real strength." Possibly the most vital quality is humility. The only real way to help someone who's sinned is to remind yourself not only that you're a sinner, but that you are vulnerable and could fall into exactly the same sin yourself. Restoration is a wonderful blessing, so we need to give thanks for those godly, gentle, and humble people who are willing to bring it about. Every church and organization needs them. So let me ask you a question. Who do you know who could be described as godly, gentle, and humble? And now let's pray together. Lord God, we thank you for those who have the gift of bringing about restoration. Help us to recognize and celebrate their gifts. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I do hope you have a great day today. Bless you.
Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. Open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/advent2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.